Welcome to the session of the module Proclaiming the Word. In the module itself, we are exploring preaching, how preaching works, how we can build a sermon, compile a sermon efficiently and effectively, and how also we can understand a sermon. Now, in this session particularly, we're going to look at the body of a sermon, the sermon content itself. Now, personally, what I've seen through years is that when a person prepares for a sermon itself, most of their work probably goes into the content itself. And that's obviously understandable because with the content, with the body of a sermon, we want to make sure that the audience actually understands what we're trying to say, what is the ideas, what is the truth of scripture that we're trying to bring across or convey to the audience. Sometimes, though, we don't put enough work into the introduction. We don't put enough work into the conclusion. Now, we're going to talk about the introduction and conclusion in different sessions. But let me just say this, with the introduction itself, the reason we have the introduction is to really state the problem that we're trying to explore here, the problem statement, or to discuss or sort of introduce the issue that we're going to address, and really to connect with the audience so that the audience sits there and say, yes, this sermon is something I'd like to hear. This is very applicable to me. I can really see that this is an issue, and I really like to have some solutions and answers to that. In the body then, what we do is we go further from the introduction and we start talking about what solutions, what answers the Bible proposes. How does the Bible explore and explain and discuss this particular topic? And then with the conclusion, we give an opportunity to apply the sermon to the audience, as well as obviously give an opportunity for people to respond in prayer. Let me say about the altar call, that is very important because it's an act of love. It's giving the audience the opportunity to respond and to love them by praying with them. Now, what I've already said is that I think sometimes people put too much work into a body, not enough work into an introduction or the conclusion. But because people put a lot of work into the body of a sermon, the content of a sermon, what happens is it can easily become almost a bit too complicated or a bit confusing. If you're preaching for the first time or you're not very experienced with preaching, what happens is people often try to say too much. It's almost like they're trying to give three or four sermons, or two sermons at least, in one sermon. And we can easily lose the audience in the process. Now, what we're going to do in this particular session then is look at how can we develop that content then? How can we develop the body of a sermon itself? Now, the content of a body obviously is very much logocentric. What I mean with that is that whereas with the introduction, we're using a lot of perhaps illustrations or stories to really make the topic real and vivid to the audience. And where with a conclusion, we're focusing very much on prayer, we're focusing very much on application of a person. With the content of the body itself, we are trying to convey what Scripture says about this particular issue. Now, not all sermons are the same. We can have a sermon that is more teaching orientated. We can have a sermon that's more pastoral, and it's more focused on relationships, good relationships, and the personal health of a person. We can have a sermon that's evangelistic, in other words, focused on outreach, or a sermon that is prophetic, in other words, thinking about what is the message of God to that particular scenario, that particular context at that particular time. But whatever type of sermon we actually approach or convey or do, with the content itself, we always have to go back to Scripture and look at what is Scripture. Because Scripture, of course, the importance of Scripture is that preaching and the understanding of preaching is that it's a proclamation of the Word of God. It's a proclamation of the Kingdom of God. And therefore, we have to go back to Scripture and understand what Scripture is actually saying about that. Now, the main thing that you should perhaps remember from a session is that developing a good sermon, a good sermon content, is really a result of good scriptural exegesis. You know, it's looking at Scripture and what Scripture is really saying and interpreting that very well. You will find that if you do a good scriptural exegesis, actually putting the sermon together then afterwards is not such a difficult task. But if we do not do an accurate reading of Scripture and research of Scripture, it becomes very hard to actually have good content that really makes a difference for the person that comes for a congregation, for the audience. That also then brings us to another problem, and that's a problem of communication. And we have the sermon, we have introduction, we have a content, we have the conclusion, we have the development of that content through reading scripture, through researching scripture. But here's the thing, when it comes to communication, we have what scripture actually says. We have how the preacher understands what scripture is saying. Then we have the preacher actually conveying that understanding accurately or not accurately to the audience, the congregation. And then we have how the congregation actually understands what the preacher is actually saying. And you might notice from that there's various layers of communication here, there's various phases of communication here. And what can very easily happen is you can actually lose people in the process. It reminds me of an incident with my wife and I when we did marriage preparation. We listened to a particular session, and I was very inspired by the session, and I recognized a couple of things that we need to work on. And I walked out, and I wasn't married yet, so I wasn't very wise. And I said to my wife to be, I said to her, "I hope you listened to the session." And then she said to me, "I hope you listened to the session." And when we started comparing notes, what I heard and what she heard was actually two different things. We actually took something very different from it. And that's exactly the problem of communication. A lot of things can actually fall on the floor in between what I intend to convey and what the person actually hears. And therefore, a lot of work actually has to go into the preparation to make sure that the content itself, that the sermon itself is very clear. So the qualities of a good content is you should look at your sermon and say, is this actually very clear? In other words, is there any possibility for misunderstanding? Can it be interpreted in various ways, or am I very clear about what I'm trying to say here? Also, it needs to be accurate. That's also very important. What I'm saying, is it actually scriptural? Or is it just a very nice thought? Is it culturally relevant, but actually not very scriptural? In other words, is it accurate? Is it clear? Is it accurate? Also very important, and I think that's what a lot of people struggle with, is it very concise what I'm trying to say? Now, it's easy to build a sermon out. What is not that easy is to actually have it initially as a framework, as a bare skeleton on which I can actually then build. And through all the work that you're doing, you must be able to actually whittle your sermon down to a bare framework. If you're not able to do that, it means that you're not very clear about what you're trying to say. You're not very, perhaps even accurate about what you're trying to say. You're certainly not concise about what you're trying to say. And to ease this burden of communication, the use of a sermon outline is not just very useful, it's also very important. It might be that the audience never really discern the outline that you chose to use. If you do it well enough, that obviously will be very clear about what the outline is. But if you're not able to condense your sermon to an outline, it means that you're not very clear about what you're actually trying to say. You're not very concise about what you're trying to say. And the chances then that you give a sermon that tends to be very muddled is great. And the chance that the audience will get slightly lost in terms of what you're trying to say is very likely as well. Now, it might be that as we approach a sermon, we might think, well, every individual is going to take something different out of it. And so long that person actually gets what they're supposed to get out of a sermon, that's great. And yes, that certainly is true. But I think it's better if you view a sermon as a journey. You're taking a journey with a person. You're starting at a particular problem, a particular statement, a particular issue that you're going to discuss. And you're taking that person on a journey that reaches a final point, a conclusion. And if you use a sermon outline well, it means that you will be able to take that person on a journey. Personally, what I find in terms of preparation of sermon is that a lot of hours, a lot of time actually goes then into not so much getting the initial idea or the initial thought that what I feel that God is saying that should be preached about. I don't think that is really the hard part. I think the hard part is putting enough time into scripture, researching what scripture is saying, researching what is happening out there in connection with this problem. And what I tend to do is just write and write and write and write all the things that I have all the things that I see out of scripture, all the research that's out there relevant to this topic. And then when I've done all those ideas and I've written down all those things, what I try to do is to really distill it down to a bare framework that is a couple of sentences. Once I've done that, it's much easier then to build the sermon. In other words, what I'm trying to do is get all the relevant information, content, what scripture says about that, then distill it down to make sure that I'm really got it down and really defined very well what I'm trying to say. And from there, I start building it again. And I think it really works better like that. Now, if you then look at the anatomy of a sermon outline, how a sermon outline looks like, a sermon outline has got a title, of course. And the title describes the topic of a sermon. I usually do a title last. I don't do it first, just simply because I've got a pretty much a better idea of what I'm trying to say once I'm done with the sermon outline itself. A title is important in the sense that it really draws the attention of the audience. When the audience hears the title, they go, yes, yes, this is something that I'd like to hear about. So it's good for the title to be interesting. Don't give boring titles. So a sermon outline has got a title. It's also got a subject. A subject is sort of a broad general area that I'm going to give a sermon about. Let's say the subject here is fear. I want to talk about fear. Now, fear is very broad. There's many things we can say about fear, the influence of fear, why there's fear, why we shouldn't have fear, how do we... It's very broad. But at least it gives me an overview of what I'd really like to address here. So that's the subject. Next up is the theme. Sermon outline's got a theme as well. And the theme is narrowing that subject down. You know, for example, if we're looking at fear, I might like to address why we should not fear. That would be the theme. I might like to address what can I do not to fear. That narrows it down again. I might like to address what is the difference between fear and faith and compare the two. So you see where I'm heading here. The subject is far broader. This is a general area that I like to talk about. But then with the theme, you've got to whittle it down. And I think that's important as well. A lot of people have a subject, but they don't have a theme. If you only have a subject, what's going to happen, you're going to have a bit of a hit and miss situation. You're going to mention something about this, something about that. But if you're not able to narrow it down, it's actually very hard to take somebody on a journey that you've got a problem statement at the beginning, then the journey part, which is the sermon body or content, and then right at the end, the conclusion itself. So a sermon outline has got a title, it's got a subject, it's got a theme, and then it's got main divisions or the propositions. Now, what is a main divisions? It's just a simple sentences by which I then explain the answers that scripture gives to this particular problem, this particular theme. Now, the proposition needs to be very much a simple sentence, and it needs to be a timeless, universal truth that can be applied to all people in any circumstances. In other words, what I'm trying to look at the proposition is a statement of truth. Let's give an example again. If I'm talking about fear, perhaps I'd like to use a scripture that says we've not been given a spirit of fear. And that might be actually my first proposition, my first main division. We've not been given a spirit of fear. In other words, that is certainly a truth. That's certainly a simple sentence. And that's certainly a universal truth that holds for all believers at all times in all situations. Be careful not to use compound sentences there. You'll find as you develop a sermon outline that you'll be very tempted to use compound sentences. A compound sentence, simply what we mean here is we've got more than one idea that we actually put in that sentence. And that's because obviously we've got so much that we'd like to say that we can easily then use a compound sentence. Let me give you some examples of compound sentences so you know what I mean with this. One example may be Christians can build faith and they can fight better spiritually. Now, you can see that I've actually got two thoughts, two main ideas in there. And that can get confusing. Choose one of the two. Another example may be people need to be righteous, but they should be aware of pride. And I would say it's a bit of a disclaimer there. It's great to be there, but be careful of that. And again, with all the work that you're doing, say you want to preach about righteousness, you're going to find the scripture will say things about pride. You might look at the Pharisees or whatever case may be here. And it's very tempting then to have a compound sentence. But be careful to whittle it down. So now it's in a framework, in a sermon outline. You want to look at the bare essentials and to make sure that you make it as simple as possible. If you've done that, it means that you're very clear about what you're actually trying to say. It will also show you the weak points that you've got in the sermon itself. If you've got the sermon outline, you see there's actually no progression, there's no journey. I've got a couple of random thoughts that I'm putting together there, but there's no cohesion, coherence, that I can see, wow, this is actually something that is building from one place to another place. It actually shows you your weak points, and then it's easier to correct it from there. So that's the anatomy of a sermon outline. Now, if we look at the type of sermon outlines, there's two main types. There's more than two types, but there's two main types that we certainly use with sermon outlines. Now, let me just say again, a sermon outline is a tool. A sermon outline is not scripture. It is not something that is absolute. It is a tool of communication to make sure that what we've learned from scripture, what we feel God is saying to us about this theme, this topic for the particular congregation that we're preaching, to make sure that we communicate that as clear and as accurate as possible. So there's two types of sermon outlines that we like to look at. The first type is a topical outline. Now, most sermons that you'll probably hear likely would be topical sermons. What is a topical sermon? As the word suggests, topical sermon is where the main divisions are derived from the topic independently of a particular scriptural text. You know, it's not preached around a text, but each division itself is supported by a scripture reference. What do I mean that? In other words, with a topical outline, what we've got is we've got a topic. Say, again, for example, the topic here would be fear. Why we should not be afraid. That is now the topic. And with a topical outline, I'm not bound to one particular portion of scripture. But what I can do is I can develop the content to really address the topic itself. Say the topic that I've chosen, the theme that I've chosen is why I should not fear. It leaves me the space to look at the whole of scripture and actually ask that question of the whole of scripture and see how it's actually answered in different portions of scripture. Then from the truths that I derive, that I read, that I understand, from all those references in scripture, I now can whittle that down to a framework of what scripture as a whole say about why I should not fear. Let me give you an example of this, of a scripture, a sermon outline of this. The title of this example is Knowing God's Word. The topic that is given here is some values of knowing God's Word. So that's a title, that's a topic. I prefer, it's not included in the example, but I prefer actually to place in there the problem statement as well, just to make sure that that I understand what I'm actually trying to do here and trying to achieve here. Now, a problem statement here may be people do not read Bible. People do not read the Bible regularly. And that's obviously a great problem. But that then gives me a focal point. I need, this is what needs to be fixed. It gives me something to pray around. It gives me something to make sure that I want to focus my conclusion on that and make it practical around that. So I personally, it's not needed to the sermon outline, but I personally prefer to put in the problem statement there as well. So the topic here is some values of knowing God's word. And then we have the main divisions. And the main divisions given here is it makes us wise unto salvation. In other words, it helps us to receive salvation, but also to understand that salvation. The next main division is it keeps us from sin. The scripture reference is given there, Psalm 119, verse 11. Then the main next division is it produces spiritual growth, 1 Peter 2, verse 2. And the next one, it results in successful living, Joshua 1, verse 7 to 8. Now, you might notice the progression there. There's a certain chronology that is important there. It starts off salvation and it ends off at how do you actually live. Now, that's very important. You want, with your sermon outline, to have some sense of progression, some sense of this is where I start and this is where I end. And that is quite well done in this particular example. We're starting at one point and we move on from there and we start with salvation, we end up at how we actually live. What is not so great, let's just think about critically for a moment about this particular example. What is not great about this example is the title itself. The title, frankly, is very bland. If we just have a title like it is there, to be honest, the audience will hear the title, but it will not really inspire them. They'll go, okay, why should I hear this one? One can be more creative about the title in this particular outline. The other thing that we see, if we have to think critical about this particular outline, the theme itself is still too broad. Some values of knowing the Word of God, that is far too broad. There's some value in that. It might be like saying there's some value in eating chocolate. It's too broad. You need to be much more specific about that. Now, why I point you to it's a critical component almost of this as well is that it also helps you. Once you've got your sermon outline, you've got to look at it and say, you know, is this actually something good? Is this actually something that I can use and that faithfully convey what Scripture actually is trying to say about this particular theme or topic? Now, the first type of sermon outline is topical. The second type is expository. Now, with expository sermon outline, what we're doing there is that we use one particular portion, expository unit, one particular portion of Scripture, and that I put my whole sermon into that. I derive all my main divisions from that portion of Scripture. Now, that portion of Scripture might be a couple of verses, might be one verse, it might be a whole Bible book. There's no limitation really in how big that unit needs to be. Just bear in mind, the bigger the unit, the trickier it becomes actually to really keep it as a coherent whole, because there's so much being said in Scripture. So you can see the difference between topical and expository. With topical, I choose a topic, and the topic leads me as I read through Scripture and see how Scripture addresses that particular topic. With expository, I pick a portion of Scripture that addresses that particular topic that I'm trying to preach about, and I just keep to that portion of Scripture and get all my main divisions through that. So the example that's given here is Church at its Best is the title that is given. So this is expository outline, and the text that is explored here is 1 Thessalonians. Now, let me say, if we have to look critically at this example, the title is great, Church at its Best. You know, it's the person is going to sit there hearing, receiving the sermon, saying, you know what, I'd like to know about this. How can we have amazing church? Not just, you know, I come here every Sunday, I go to small group, I'm involved with church, I go on missions, I do the discipleship courses, but I'm investing so much time here. I don't want an ordinary sort of experience. I don't want a run-of-the-mill sort of experience when it comes to church. I want church at its best. Yes, that's definitely what I want. So the title itself here is very good, because it immediately creates expectation of something that I think people do want. What is not included in this example, and it's something you must include, is a theme here. Now, the title already sort of alludes and implies the theme that we're trying to discuss here, but you need to be very clear. Even if you never mention the theme to the audience, you need to be very clear about what you're trying to explain here. Are you talking about a biblical understanding of good church, healthy church? How do we grow church? How do we make church better? What is exactly what I'm trying to do here? Is this a theoretical framework? Do I really want to get practical? For example, the themes here may be practical steps to build better church. That would be great. But you need to be very clear about this. So the text that's looked at here is 1 Thessalonians. And the way in which it's divided with the main divisions is number one, faith. And then it says, which is based sort of subdivisions. So the main division here is faith, which is based on the Word of God. The scriptural references is given there, which keeps the believer steadfast in the face of trial. And the scriptural references is given here as well. So you can see with a main division, you can have subdivisions. That's fine to do that, to explain that a slight bit better. So the first quality of, remember what we're looking at here, how can we have amazing church? The first quality is faith. Amazing church should have faith. It's all about faith. And it gives you a lot to talk about. Just be careful. If you're doing expository sermon, what you don't want to do is to have that amazing first main division, faith, and then from there jump all over Scripture again. With expository sermon outline, you'd like to stick to what the context is actually saying about faith right there. The second main division given here is love. Amazing church has got love, and the references you can see. And then the subdivision says which believers show to its elders in faith, which believers show to its one another. And there's a lot that can be said about that. And the third division that is given, main division that's given there, is hope. The subdivisions that is given there, each which is set upon the coming of the Lord for his own, and then which looks forward to the reunion with loved ones which has gone before. Now, with your main divisions, you don't want to put too many main divisions there, because you all you're giving of your main divisions in a sermon outline is a very simple sentence, but obviously you're not going to keep it as a simple sentence when you actually deliver the sermon. You're going to build on that. And if you have too many main divisions, what's going to happen is you're going to say too much. Personally, what I find is if you've got about three main divisions, that is more than enough to cover with the sermon itself. If you've got more than that, my advice to you is, if you can, rather have more sermons. But people cannot take too much in, because you do need to expand each of these main divisions. Now, as we're finishing up, let me just give one or two comments about how do I then expand each of these main divisions. Remember, main divisions is a simple sentence giving truth about this particular issue that I'm preaching about. So if you've got your main division, and what you want to do then with that main division to expand upon that, first off, you want to explain that main division. What does Scripture mean by that truth? How does Scripture present that truth? Let's explain that truth. And in this sense, definitions is actually very important. We might talk about fear, but you know, as an example that I used earlier, but it might be that I have no idea what fear is and what it's not, and how it influences me. So definitions is actually quite important. And then to connect the concepts to one another in that main division, that's very much part of explaining part that I do. It's also great to illustrate it. The explaining bit is a bit more almost theoretical, a bit more abstract. But it really brings it home if you start illustrating it. And in that sense, a testimony is great, a story is great, quotes is really great. But you want to illustrate it because you want to make it, you want to grab the attention of a person. So the person says, yes, I can really relate to that truth. I can really see the point of that truth. But then also very important, what you need to do right there is also apply it. And in that sense, I'm personally very guilty of that. I tend to keep my sermons a slight bit more abstract. But what you want to do is to give examples. You want to give ways of how that is immediately applicable to that person, what that person can do to apply that truth to their life. So to expand the main divisions, you want to make sure that you explain, you want to make sure that you illustrate, but you also want to make sure that you apply. Now, lastly, what we're going to do is just quickly talk about how do we develop then good topic and content for sermon. Number one, carefully note the issues. What we're talking about here is how do I get an idea for sermon and how do I take it then further. Number one is carefully note the issues within the church or society at large. That is normally how you pick up what you really want to talk about. You might notice this is a big issue in society right now, and that's something we need to address as a church. Or you might notice, you know, I see in individuals' lives, this is actually an issue. This is what a lot of people struggle with. Usually it's something that really bothers you, if I can put it that way. Not always, but a lot of times it's something that really bothers you. That you'll find that God really wants to talk to you about and want to talk to the congregation about as well. Which brings us to the next one. Prayerfully consider that subject then, and that theme. Because the thing, again, of a sermon is you're not giving just a talk. You're giving a sermon. You're preaching. You're proclaiming the good news of Jesus and the power of the kingdom of God concerning that particular topic and in general. And therefore, prayer is a huge part of that. What is your faith goals here? What do you want? What do you feel God is saying should be achieved with this particular sermon? And really bring that subject, really bring that sermon under a lot of prayer. And you'll find as you pray about it that a lot of things actually becomes also more clear in your mind and in your heart concerning that. The next step is to decide on the type of sermon outline. And often this, whether you're going to use a topical or expository sermon outline. And this decision is often eased by whether you already have a portion of Scripture in mind, For example, let's use fear again. Perhaps you're really thinking about Psalm 23 and God is speaking to you about Psalm 23. And then it's much easier then to have expository sermon about Psalm 23 in relation to fear. Often what happens is you've got a collection of verses that discusses then that issue. And then a topical sermon is a slight bit easier for that because you've got a lot of verses that's got various truths in it that you'd like to expand upon that. And then lastly, the last step of that, obviously, is to carefully exegete those relevant scriptures. Some people do ask, though, can I only preach about a topic that I have fully grown in victory and that I fully live? In other words, is it a personal experience of mine? Let's go back to the example of fear. Can I only preach about fear if I have no fear in my life or if I've successfully overcome the issue of fear in my life? To that, my personal answer to that is, you know what, it certainly helps if you've grown through particular issues. So if I was, for example, fearful in my life and I really grew through it, then you know what, it's so much easier to connect with the audience about that because I've grown in that area. But on the other hand, I don't believe that you may only, as an absolute, preach about something if you've absolutely have a personal experience with and personal victory of that. Because the power of your sermon is not so much a personal experience as it is the power of a word. My advice concerning that is just to be honest in your sermon. Saying something like, you know what, I'm still working through fear as well, and this is what God is showing me. That will not detract from your sermon. In fact, people will relate to that because they see that you yourself, you're working through this. Or perhaps something like what you can say is, perhaps I have no experience in this. This is not a particular issue for me, but I've noticed it's really an issue for people, and I really like to see what scriptures say about that. All of that is fine to say and to be honest about that. It's just very important that we don't pretend to be something personally that we're not. Because you know what? A sermon is not based on you. It's based on the Word of God and our faith in the Word of God. In the practical portion to this particular session, what we'd like to do is for you in a group to discuss what's the potential weak points and strong points when using a topical sermon outline versus when you're using expository sermon outline. If you are doing this at distance, in other words, you're not in a group itself, you can reflect upon this and jot down some ideas. But what's important to remember here is that a sermon outline is not absolute truth. It's just a tool that we're using to condense what we've learned from Scripture. And obviously this tool I can apply well and in a good way, or I can apply it badly. And therefore, it's great to understand why would I prefer to use a topical sermon outline, or why would I prefer to use an expository sermon outline, but then also to be aware of the weak points that each of these present. And by keeping that in mind, I will make sure that I will not err in this area. So please discuss this in a group or jot down some ideas if you're on your own.